Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you people, let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them, he has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stench shall rise up out of their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host shall fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven, behold, it shall come down upon Edom, and upon the people of my curse, to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood, it is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the wild oxen shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. And its streams shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone, and its land shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day, its smoke shall go up forever, from generation to generation it shall lie waste, none shall pass through it forever and ever. But the hawk and the porcupine shall possess it, the owl also and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion, and the stones of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses, and it shall be a habitation of jackals, and a court for ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the hyenas, and the wild goat shall cry to his fellow, the night creature also shall rest there, and find for herself a place of rest. There shall the owl make her nest, and lay, and hatch, and gather under her shadow, there shall the kites also be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you from out of the book of the Lord, and read, not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure, they shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell in it.